There were more than 20 Jewish recipients in Mrs. Australia Honours. They were led by those that received the Officer of the Order of Australia, which is an AO, and that included Professor Henry Ergus. He's just had an amazing career. He's a Canberra academic. He's currently the inaugural Professor of the Infrastructure Economics at the Smart Research Centre in Wollongong. He's had a lot of senior roles. There was Douglas Edgar Joshua, an Emeritus Professor. He was actually made a member of the Order of Australia, an AM, 11 years ago, and said he was both humbled and he didn't expect another honour in such a short period of time. Currently living in America, Geraldine Brooks recently converted to Judaism, but she actually revealed recently in the interview with the Jewish News that since she was 14 years old, she's had a feeling and connection to Judaism, and she used to wear a Magen David when she went to a Catholic school, which is quite funny. And Michael Pryles, very excited to receive his distinguished service in the area of law. He's had a fascinating career. He helped the Victorian government sell the TAB many years ago. He was at the UN Compensation Commission in Geneva, where he helped award compensation to governments, companies, and individuals who suffered damage as a result of Iraq's invasion of Kuwait during the first Gulf War. He's just had an amazing career. There's also Leon Mann. Leon Mann is a University of Melbourne psychologist. And David Koppel, Monash University's David Koppel, recognised for his distinguished service of tertiary education, mental health research and medicine. And they're the ones that receive the top honour in the community. There's also a lot more. Gus Lehrer, the president of the Senior Jewish Museum, was made a member of the Order of Australia, interestingly, because of his work in the field of pure mathematics. There was in Melbourne, Mr. Len Bergerton, who has been involved with Maccabi Athletics Club for more than 40 years. And all sorts of different people throughout the community. Kim Jacobs, of course, the Australia-Israel Chamber of Commerce's stalwart, received an AM. Diane Gadden received an OAM. Her daughter tragically took her own life. And Diane Gadden has been working to raise the profile of mental health and help people with mental health ever since. And it's just an unbelievable list of people and a real tribute to the community and the different parts of the community that we have.
We are talking to Joshua Levi, the deputy editor of the Australian Jewish News. Joshua, the 71st anniversary of the commemoration of the liberation of Auschwitz and the United Nations International Holocaust Memorial Day commemoration has been held at the Sydney Jewish Museum, addressed by the Governor of New South Wales and Auschwitz survivor Olga Horak.
Yeah, that's right. It's always interesting. International Holocaust Day falls the day after Australia Day. It's a quick change for the community. And interestingly, just before I spoke to you, I was listening to a speech by Marta Weiss, who is Australian, and her grandchildren still live here. She gave a speech at the UN. She spoke about what it was like being in Auschwitz, what she saw, how she felt, and how anti-Semitism is coming back today in such a big way in Europe. She says, and she makes a very good point, she says, a lot of people say, where was God during the Holocaust? But her question is, where was man? And she's calling on people today to stand up, face anti-Semitism and all persecution of innocent people around the world. And we've got her full speech in next week's edition of the Australian Jewish News.
We are talking to Joshua Levi, the deputy editor of the Australian Jewish News. 23-year-old Eviatar Slonim, an Israeli with Australian roots, has been detained in Israel without charge for a while now. Can you please tell us about it?
Yeah, he's actually started a hunger strike in an Israeli prison. He was arrested when a crackdown on Jewish extremists began last August, and he's actually due to be freed this week. By the time they say he may actually be out, but he fears that the government will use its power to detain him without charge for a further 6 months. He has now stopped eating and drinking at this point in time. The AJ understands that when he was arrested with another group of people who could only be described as, I guess, extremists, but what he has done or what he hasn't done is very much in question. At this point in time, since he hasn't been charged, we're not really sure what he's being held for. I guess it's one of the interesting parts of Israel that we often hear about the Israeli government detaining Palestinians without charge, and there's an outrage. But the truth is that the Israeli government does it to all people if there is a need to, or if they feel it is in national interest, and we can only assume that is the case here.
Joshua Malkalei-Fersaga, what's the latest?
It's a fascinating case. Basically, Malka Leifer is a former principal, a teacher, or technically what a school, or what a title was, for the Das Israel School in Melbourne. There is an extradition order. Australia was asked to bring her back from Israel, where she lives, to face charges in relation to child abuse. Effectively, she is having panic attacks before court. Psychiatrists in Israel from the court have determined they're genuine panic attacks, and therefore they're struggling to get her in court. So Israeli judges are now being urged to kickstart the proceedings by setting up a courtroom in her own home. It's an amazing case that there's no court case because she's having panic attacks, considering what she's alleged to have done. So at this point in time, I think everyone's just holding out hope that as soon as possible the hearing's held. Whether she's extradited or not, of course, is up to the courts. But certainly that hearing should take place sooner rather than later.
We are talking to Joshua Levi, the deputy editor of the Australian Jewish News. Joshua, listeners will probably remember that last week we discussed type of shop selling globes with Palestine written on them and not Israel. What is the update?
Yes, following the article in the Australian Jewish News regarding those globes, Typo received complaints on Facebook, and members of the community contacted Typo, and they've now removed the globes. The retailer initially said they would keep selling them, but later realized that it maybe wasn't the best decision, and they said that they have now taken them off the shelves.
Joshua, tennis, Australian Open. What is the latest?
It has been an amazing few weeks of the tennis. Dudi Sela, the Israeli tennis player, reached the third round of the Australian Open. He actually beat Fernando Verdasco in the second round, which was a major achievement. Unfortunately, he fell in the third round in four sets. The doubles didn't have much success. In the women's single, it was a quick one. However, we also had this week, more recently, Australian Jewish 25-year-old Adam Kellerman in the wheelchair tennis tournament. Unfortunately, he lost his first round wheelchair singles match on Wednesday, and he lost his first round wheelchair doubles match on Thursday. But just to make the Australian Open, considering there are only eight players in the men's wheelchair tennis draw, is an unbelievable achievement. He's looking ahead to the Rio Paralympics. He is certainly on track to get there. It's very exciting to have an Australian Jewish person competing at the Australian Open.
Joshua Levi, the deputy editor of the Australian Jewish News, thank you very much.